Hi, friends, and welcome back to our podcast, Healing the Broken Marriage. I am your host, Alicia, and today I am coming to you with a special topic that I really wanted to spearhead because this is something that not only I am passionate about, but Brian is passionate about as well. But I really wanted to head this one off because I have a lot of experience and knowledge in this area. And so I thought it would be very fitting if I came to you guys just directly. So before we head into today's podcast, I really want to encourage you to go check out our website, makingbeautywiththeashes.com. You can basically find out everything that you need to know or want to know about us there, even how to purchase my book, Making Beauty with the Ashes, How God Saved My Marriage. You can find out how to purchase that there. So as I was thinking about today's topic and what I really wanted to talk about, there was a theme that I just kind of kept seeing, like book titles and, you know, YouTube videos. And I was like, wow. And I love this topic anyways. And so I thought, you know what? I know that I think we've talked about this in a past episode, Brian and I together, but I thought, why don't I take this one and just talk more in depth about this topic, because I think it can be confused. And I really want to share my own perspective of how I misunderstood what this is and how I even used it as a weapon in my own life. And so the topic that I am referring to is on boundaries. And so before you shut off the podcast, I want to encourage you to pause and to listen to the end, because sometimes talking about that subject of boundaries, people are like, ew, I don't want to listen. I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to, you know, that's just something that I'm not interested in. But honestly, it is something that we really all need in our lives. We need healthy boundaries with people. And it's really not to attack the other person or whatever. It's actually to protect you and the beliefs that you have, or the just how you conduct your life. It's like a safety fence that says, this is acceptable and this is not. And it's like a mutual thing that you both know. And so boundaries are about keeping you safe, but also loving the other person well, while encouraging them to pursue their highest best. And so, and I'll just kind of take you guys on my own journey of what I thought for a long time boundaries was. So let me just tell you what it is. And so boundaries are the limits and rules we set for ourselves within relationship. A person with healthy boundaries can say no to others when they want to, but they are also comfortable opening up themselves to intimacy and close relationships. And so for me, for a very, very long time, you know, even within my marriage, I would feel like, and there, you know, guys, if you know my story, you know, if this is your first time tuning in, I would suggest that you go back to the beginning, because we really talk about our journey of where we've come, you know, all of the marriage strife that we've gone through with the infidelities and all of those things. We had no boundaries. We had no boundaries. So as we started to reconcile and to heal and to move forward with life, in counseling and all of those things, I started to put up boundaries, and I'm using like air quotes. I know you can't see them. I started to put up boundaries, aka walls, and which are not the same thing. A lot of times we think boundaries equal walls. I am keeping something out. Well, that's not what a boundary is. That is not what a boundary is, but that's what I thought it was. I thought a boundary was like, I am going to build up my wall so that you can never hurt me again. And that really created, and also what a wall is the other person isn't a participant. You're just, I'm going to keep you out. You will not come any closer. And this is basically to protect me from you hurting me. That's what I was doing, was I was creating these boundaries, aka walls. And it was a self-protection mechanism from whatever I felt like Brian was going to do to me, either in the current, present, or in the future. Those walls were going to stay present. But what I didn't realize is that that was not helpful in healing. Now, boundaries are important when healing. And what I mean by that is, say in a relationship, there's something in a relationship when you have conflict that does not work for you. Like whatever it is, you can fill in the blank there. Maybe it's like when things get too aggressive or whatever that is, you can fill that in. And you can say a boundary is a conversation that you have with someone and you say, listen, when we do A, B, and C, and this is what happens, that doesn't work for me. I no longer feel safe at that point. I no longer feel accepted or loved at this point. And I want to put a boundary here that I will not engage any further if this starts. And that's not saying, you know, it's not building up a wall. It's just saying at this point, when this thing occurs or when this is said or whatever the thing is that you know in your mind is kind of like the this has gone too far moment, that is where you need to put the boundary and lovingly tell the other person that this is my boundary. And in order, because I want the best for me, I want safety for me, but I also want to encourage the other person to become, to be their best self. Like I want to bring my best self forward and I want them to bring their best self forward. But when we get to this point, neither of us do. And so let's put a boundary right there. And children explain, adults inform. And so just remember that as you're going into whatever it is, and it doesn't even have to be relationship, it could be family. You know, maybe there's some boundaries that you have to put up with your family. Like this, at this point, I'm going to have to reengage. And this is my boundary with you. I won't go here, because when we go here, then this is usually the outcome. And so we're just going to put up a boundary. Maybe, okay, as we're coming into the holiday season, maybe there's some hard topics. It's like, okay, when we get together, my boundary is that if I'm going to throw something out there, say the conversation of politics, maybe that stirs up a lot of conflict. I think in a lot of families and even in relationships, this is a source of conflict. Well, if this is something that you've seen the pattern and you know that this is not something that really brings out the best in you or the other people involved, maybe this is a conversation that you can have. And I suggest that you even do this before time, not during, not right in that family setting, and also timing. Talking about timing of the boundaries are important. Say, for instance, you know, like I was saying, don't decide to talk about the boundary of not talking about politics during family gatherings in that moment. You need to have this conversation beforehand, but also, you know, in relationship, you're ready. You're like, I need to set up this boundary because every time we have a conflict, this is where it goes. And this is not helpful or healthy for either of us. This is something that needs to be talked about before a conflict arises. That way you're both on the same page. And you guys, sometimes when you present a boundary to someone, I just want to let you know, they might push back and say, hold up, and perceive it as you're putting a wall up or that you're trying to control them. Well, that's not what boundaries are about. It's not about controlling the other person. Boundaries are not about trying to control the other person's behavior, because we know we can't do that, right? And it's not about punishment or keeping others away by building walls, like I said earlier. It's about promoting and encouraging acceptable and healthy interaction. And I think if you both step back, you're having this conversation about, okay, listen, I've been noticing like a little bit of an unhealthy pattern in between you and I. And I really feel like that maybe we need to put a boundary here and like, let's decide if we come up to this place that we normally do when we're in conflict, that this is the place where, oh, we know we have a boundary here and we've already decided, we've already agreed upon it. But this is the place where we know, no, we're not touching that and we're not going any further. And maybe that needs to be a place where you kind of come up on that place and there needs to be a pause. There needs to be, okay, let's kind of take a break for a minute, cool down, reassess the situation. And when you do that, reassess your situation, not you reassess the other person. You don't go away, you know, to rethink about everything and rehash everything in your brain and then come back and, you know, really hammer the other person. That's not what this is about. It's about pushing pause, reset, and reexamining yourself. I mean, I think that's something that we've talked about many, many, many times is reexamining yourself, reexamining your behaviors, reexamining the things that came out of your mouth and why. Why did they come out of your mouth? And so I also want to just throw this statement out there because this has helped me quite a bit. When you're in the middle of talking to someone about boundary, when you're bringing this thing up, you know, it's not a hard conversation or it can be a, you know, uncomfortable. It shouldn't be a hard conversation because I feel like as adults, this is a conversation that we should be able to have with people, but it can be uncomfortable. But I just want to encourage you to say what you mean what you say, but don't say it in a mean way. Because we all know that harsh words stir up anger. So when you want to talk to somebody about setting a conflict, are you even in a good place to have the conversation? Think about that. You know, if I'm like grouchy that day or didn't sleep good that day or whatever the thing is that might be, you know, getting me in a funk or a mood, is that even a good time to have a conversation about boundaries? Probably not. But I want to say that when you're having this conversation, and you guys, this is just something that's, it's as adults, having relationship, you know, marriages, friendships, families, these are conversations that will probably come up. And a boundary is not to appease the other person. So you're not setting this boundary, you know, to appease them. This boundary, like I've said, is to promote a healthier interaction between the two of you. That's what it's about. It's about keeping things from going into dysfunction or into toxicity, which is, I don't think, is something that anybody wants. You know, like I was saying, when if you're at a family get together for Thanksgiving or for Christmas or whatever the occasion is, and you know that whatever the hot topic is that kind of stirs up some emotions in several different people, maybe this can be a thing of, okay, let's have a conversation beforehand about this thing. And even, you know, talking about, listen, I know that we're not putting our head in the sand and not dealing with this, but maybe this isn't a point of discussion in a large family setting, because we can see it brings up a lot of emotions on both sides. We can't really seem to meet in the middle. And so how about we just, that topic is tabled. We'll put a boundary up that we both agree that this will not be a point of discussion when our large family gets together, that we just won't go there, and thus keeping things from becoming heated and people saying things that maybe they didn't want to or maybe they didn't intend to. Because I don't think a lot of us intend to say some of the things that we do say. I feel like it's just like when those hot button topics come up, it's like all of a sudden this stuff that is in us that maybe we're frustrated with or we have no control over just come out. and it doesn't really have anywhere to go. And I feel like a lot of times that's where a lot of this anger and frustration comes from. And it's kind of pointed at the other people is because inside of us, there's this place of frustration or this place of feeling like we have no control to change this thing that we don't like. And so I really hope that you guys are hearing me in this, because when you, and I also want to say this too, is that say you go to someone with your boundary, and a lot of times if someone doesn't, they don't have good boundaries in their own life, it's going to feel kind of like you are coming at them, or, you know, it's going to feel like that you're trying to control them. Like that's how they can perceive this. For someone who does not know or does not even in their own life have good boundaries, then that's what it can be perceived on the other side. But I think even reiterating that this boundary is not just for me, but it's for you. It's for you, because when this thing or when this interaction occurs, this brings this up and out of both of us. And it's not conducive to the relationship. It actually is more detrimental and tears down than it does build up. And I think that a lot of times, if you even kind of word it in that way, they will agree, because unless you're completely oblivious, they probably already know that this interaction happens when this thing is brought up or whatever it is. They're aware, unless they're completely not self-aware at all. But most of the time, they're aware that this is what happens when this topic is brought up, and that this person gets upset, and then this one chimes in or whatever. And I'm not saying that, okay, just don't ever talk about that again. But, you know, while it's being worked through or whatever it is, and honestly, guys, there are topics that you probably just can't. like the topic, like what I just mentioned a little bit ago, is politics. You know, everybody has their strong opinions, whether you're on the right or the left or whatever. Everybody has their strong opinions. And so, you know, that is probably a good boundary just to kind of keep in place anyways, especially if you can't have like civil conversations without people becoming upset and all those things. But if there is a topic where, like, say, for instance, you can't be around a certain person because they've hurt you. And, you know, there are things that do need to be worked through, and not just, okay, this boundary is here and we're never going to address this thing. But say you do try to make that amends or whatever with that person that hurt you. And we're not saying that whenever you go to make amends with someone that you are saying what you did is okay, because it's not. We're never saying when somebody intentionally hurts you that what they did is okay, but forgiveness is just releasing, it's like releasing you from the prison, not giving them the green light or the pass, but it's like unlocking the door to the prison. But if they don't ever make amends or even acknowledge that they hurt you or whatever, this is where I'm saying that a boundary should be put in place. Because this person is not even really safe for you at this point. And so I'm saying that not even like talking about topics that you can't really talk about, but I'm saying like if someone has hurt you or done something against you or, you know, intentionally tried to hurt you, and the forgiveness or they've never even tried to make amends, and that would be, I feel like, a place where you should put a boundary there to protect yourself. And that's just smart to do things like that, because we should never continually subject ourselves to be hurt over and over and over when someone doesn't really even acknowledge that they did anything to you, or maybe they don't even care. There's always that aspect that they don't really even care that they did. And so I really wanted to talk about this, because I know we are going into holiday season. And some of you guys are going to be in situations you don't want to be in, or maybe you're going to be around people you don't want to be around. And you know, maybe there's going to be topics that are talked about every time you're together, and you're just, you see where it goes every time. And maybe this is a good season to have a conversation beforehand about setting up boundaries so that everyone can enjoy the time, so that everybody can enjoy the atmosphere in the room. And it's just not, you know, a few people that are, you know, okay with their, you know, toxic behavior or whatever. And like I said, boundaries are good. Boundaries are very, very good. And it just helps promote healthy interaction between you, between your spouse, between your friends, your family. It really does. It, like I've said, boundaries are about keeping you safe and loving the other person well by encouraging you both to pursue your highest best. And if you look at boundaries in that way, it's really a game changer. You know, putting relation or putting boundaries in place when you do conflict with your spouse, it's not a form of control, which that's what I thought it was for a long time, was I'm going to control the situation. That's not what it's about. It's about keeping you both safe and promoting your highest best in that situation every time. And so I really, really hope that you guys have enjoyed this podcast. I know this is something that I really do like talking about, and it's a process. You guys, putting up boundaries in your own life is a process. And if someone, say you go to somebody and you bring up like, listen, this is the thing, I feel like this boundary needs to be put in place. And if they reject that, then you know where they stand, and you don't have to, you know, like appease this person. Keep the boundary in place, whether they agree with it or not. You know, that's not up to, that's not what they do with the conversation is not up to you. But just know that you did the right thing. You came in the right manner. You came at the right time. Like I said, a lot of times it's all about timing. It's all about, you know, where are you at in your heart when you go to that person. You know, make sure these all these boxes are checked before you do this, before you go forward with having the conversation of boundaries. But I think it's a really, really, really good thing. And these are things that I've had to put up in my own life, you know, with either family or even in, you know, with me and Brian, when we do conflict, we've had to have the conversation of, okay, we need some boundaries around this thing. We need some boundaries here or here, or here, or whatever, you know. And it's not control. It's about promoting an environment of safety, but also helping you both to bring out your best in that situation. And so I really hope you guys have enjoyed this podcast. Please like, share, rate, review. Check out our website, makingbeautywiththeashes.com. Until next time, we bless you.